But let's start with the Constitutional Court, the Judicial Service Commission. It's meeting this week to interview candidates for judicial appointments. President Cyril Ramaphosa will select his second set of Constitutional Court judges. And later this year, he's going to have to fill that very important role of Chief Justice. We know Mogoeng is going to be retiring. And then at the same time, reaction to the news yesterday that Western Cape Judge President John Hlophe has been found guilty of misconduct by a JSC tribunal. So lots going on in that world at the moment. We're going to be speaking about that John Hlophe issue a little bit later on. But first, let's speak about these interviews that are starting this afternoon for new Concord judges. So we are going to have 9 candidates being interviewed for 2 vacancies at the Concord. Overall, 88 candidates scheduled for interviews to fill 31 vacancies at various courts. Alison Tilley is the coordinator at Judges Matter, and it watches all of these developments. In fact, you can actually watch the interviews live on their website this afternoon. Alison, thank you very much for your time today. So firstly, the basics here. Which vacancies are we filling? Who is leaving and who is being interviewed? You don't have to go through all of them. It's quite a list of the various candidates. But what exactly is happening here?
Well, I think this is 3 JSC sessions in one, which is why there are so many candidates. The most important court, I think, for most people is the Constitutional Court. And there are 2 vacancies, and there are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 candidates for those positions, which is better than many years we've had previously. And all strong candidates, so that's encouraging. The other court that's really going to have a lot of appointments to it is the Supreme Court of Appeal, and there are 5 vacancies. This doesn't take into account is that there are still 3 members of the Constitutional Court that will retire before the end of this year. So even though there's 2 now, there's still going to be another 3 that are needed before the end of 2021.
So to be clear, the way that Constitutional Court judges are appointed is very different to how judges are appointed to the SEA or to the High Court. In fact, the President has more say in Constitutional Court appointments. Can you just explain that to us?
Yes. So what happens with the Constitutional Court is that you have to send... If there's 1 candidate, you have to send 4 names through to the president. And if there's 2 candidates, you send 5 names. And then it's the president who chooses out of that shortlist. But it's the JSC who does the shortlist. What we're not entirely sure of here, because it's 2 vacancies that were advertised at 2 different times, is maybe it's actually going to be 2 shortlists, which would really confuse things. Mm. And we're waiting for the JSC. They're discussing it this morning. They'll give us some idea, you know, exactly how many names need to go to the president.
Right. Representation is very important when it comes to the Constitutional Court. It has to reflect what the population looks like. Currently, the mm-hmm. court is without a white or an Indian judge. There are more women than there have been before, but with Sisi Kampepe retiring, that could change. So what do we expect the JSC to be doing around this issue?
So they've made it very clear over, you know, their whole existence that it's really important to look at transformation in the judiciary in terms of race and gender. There's quite a nice spread in terms of the candidates. So there are white, Indian, and black candidates. So it's not going to be an issue where, you know, there's only one particular group to appoint from. I think there is going to be pressure to look at Indian and white judges, because, as you say, there are no white judges on the Constitutional Court at this point. So I think that we are going to be looking at a JSC that's really going to be thinking hard about making sure that it is representative.
And once these appointments are made, 7 of the 11 judges to the Concord would have been appointed by Cyril Ramaphosa. But it's not really like it is in the States, right, where they're either liberal or conservative or, you know, unnecessarily aligned to one side or another, or is it?
No, it isn't. It's completely different. what would tend to happen is because they're senior judges in our system, those judges are appointed by the JSC. There are no elections. We don't appoint by administration. So judges that are in the Constitutional Court don't tend to align in any way with the president that appointed them. There might be subtle differences in jurisprudence, but, you know, that's based more on anecdotal evidence than anything that I think we could really show empirically.
Well, Alison, thank you very much for unpacking that for us. Alison Tilley is the coordinator at Judges Matter. So you can watch those interviews happening live this afternoon, those vacancies that need to be filled on the Concord.